Ed Koontz.
But first, I'll read the piece that I didn't, or that I read last month. It was one of the... Amy Wallen had challenged me to write my own obituary, so this is the obit that won't quit. Encinitas resident Edward Allen Koontz will be interred this coming Sunday during a ceremony of joyous celebration at the Sky Zone Cemetery in Jumpy Jump. Ed grew up in foster homes and state institutions as a ward of the state of Indiana. His real education began when he ran away at the age of 13. Fancying himself a modern-day Tom Sawyer, he built a makeshift raft and floated down White River, south of Indianapolis, headed for the Kentucky border. He was apprehended after 3 days and placed into the Marion County Children's Guardian's Home, where things took a decidedly positive turn. He became active in sports and music, and in his senior year became first chair tuba for the Indianapolis Youth Symphony. Later, after two tours of combat as a Marine in Vietnam, he won a spot as a kicker in the short-lived Continental Football League. Ed attended both Indiana and San Diego State Universities, graduating with a degree in anthropology. He worked as a salvage archaeologist, was community relations chairman for the County Archaeological Society, and contracted with the Bureau of Land Management until he finally had to go get a real job. He is perhaps best known for his biting satire, his best-selling short story collections, East Hell Boulevard and Tamaka Killing Bird, and other stories, available as a special order limited edition. His foray into acting led him to positions as actor, screenwriter, and creative director at Theater Arts West, actor, dancer, and set designer for Sequin Productions, and board member of the Oceanside Cultural Arts Foundation. He passed away while performing a train track stunt, while rehearsing a scene for a full-length musical comedy about the first colonists on Mars, to be released posthumously in late 2020. Overshadowing his theatrical efforts was his most notable and infamous invention, the penile refrigeration unit, which after numerous complaints was banned in most countries, including the US. He was forced to return the deposits from thousands of orders, which nearly bankrupted him. Thanks to the support of numerous friends, a GoFundMe or two, and a couple of anonymous elderly matrons, he was able to pay his debts, maintain a decent standard of living, and at the time of his demise had finished plans for a new tech apparatus worn like a hat that guarded the wearer against cancer rays from windmills. He is survived by his wife Lucy, son David, daughter Emily, grandson Abe, cats Barry, Eddie, and Mr. P, and in about 6 months, it is predicted, his art will quadruple in value and both short story collections will reach number one on someone's bestseller list, making the editors at Glimmer Train sorry indeed that they sent him nothing but rejection letters for so long.